We're up to Mesechta B'chedes, Davchav Gimel Amar Aleph. We have a machlekes between Abaye and Rav Yirmiya. And Rav Yirmiya said that the water of the brine, that is bottle, but if you put it into a pot, the water in the pot, even though it's tired, will bring back, will resuscitate or rejuvenate the water that's in the brine, and therefore el chazav aneir will become tame, because he holds when the water in the brine is bottle beroy does not mean that it disappears. It's still there, but halach is allowed to eat it, because we say that whatever you're eating from the roiv. Mashenken Abaye says no. Abaye holds that when the tum is there, it completely disappears, and therefore there's no chazav aneir. Okay. So we're up to the two dots. Abaye is going to ask a number of questions where he's going to try to prove that when it's bottle b'roiv, it's still there. No, that Allah says we're always assuming it's from the roiv. I told the big machlekes of Shani, if you have three pieces, two kosher and one treif, if you allowed to eat all three at the same time or not. You know, as we say, totally is gone or not. So here, said the Gemara, Ace, I'll ask you a question. We know that the ashes of a pora aduma, if you touch it, you become tummy. That's like there's a kosher. So what happens if eifer kosher, the ashes of a pora aduma that was kosher, shen is out of the guy mixed up, but eifer mikla, some other ashes, which are not metame. Is holchin achar haroiv l'tummy. So what happens if you touch that ashes? It depends, whatever the roiv is. E ruba eifer mikla, the majority is other ashes, well, metame, it's not metame. Now, but if it's a pora aduma, then it's tame. Now, the shaila is, if you tell me, Abaye asked Rabbi Yirmiya, you're telling me that what? That it's still tame, that it's still tame, the end of us. That you will assume whatever you touch is from the raiv. I understand when you're touching it. Okay, so you touched the raiv. But when you lift it, you definitely lifted also the meat. Masa. And we know there's two kinds of tumah, maga and masa. So why you tell me there's no tumah at all? The din should be, at least tumah's masa should be there. Because when you lifted this this mixture of ashes, you definitely lifted also the meat. And you're telling me the meat is still there. The yamrit tumah kamandi sedami. If you're going to tell me that tumah is what? As if it's still there. That's what you're going to be tiny. That's why chazav aneir, even just ordinary water, not tumah. The heed, the maga, the metama. I understand why. If you touch it, you're not tumah, because we're always going to assume that you're touching the raiv. Or the tumah b'masa. Why aren't you tumah when you're lifting it? And for the Gemara Ha'itmarallah, we taka learned. Amar Rabbi Yitzchanina, you're right. Rabbi Yitzchanina taka said, toim l'tame b'maga, avom l'tame b'masa. No, but the tumah is still there. Taka, if you lift it, you will become tummy. But Amar Rav Chizda, Fredik Mora, I'll ask another question.
I'm trying to say that this Pora Aduma thing is not necessarily a question, because it's a separate...
No, you're saying here that Pora Aduma is a raya to me. Because Pora Aduma is bottle bereiv, and yet you're tummy b'masa. Why tummy b'masa? Is a raya, bottle bereiv doesn't mean that's non-existent anymore. Even though the famous shit of the Rosh in Chulin and Tesis and Zvachim, that's where Tosfos says over there that it takes on the identity, that in the machlek is where the bottle b'roiv means it takes on the identity of the roiv, or it remains its thing. The Rosh learns it takes on the identity of the roiv. And
as opposed to here, you're saying...
Here, clearly, Rav Yirmiya says that it does not take on the identity of the roiv. It remains what it is, but Allah says that it's kosher. Sorry?
Two
days on in
Pascha, one day. The third day
totally different. But there we have a pasuk that tells us that we had a tasis in Sanhedrin that tells us that the mead becomes like the raiv. Why aren't they allowed to say, but I pascha differently? Is because he didn't. Not because a lashon hara, which is a simple pshat, you know, lashon hara, you're going around saying that I'm the one who really sided with you, it's these other two guys. The reason is because when the bezin comes out of psak, you are part of the psak. So you didn't pascha differently.
So how do you have it, you know, a zaken mamre?
He's not part of the bezin. He's outside the bezin.
So he's rebelling against bezin.
He is. He's rebelling against bezin, not within. No.
Okay.
And he is whatever. Rav Chizda, you know what? I'll ask another question. Rav Chizda, an amida once said, nevela betela b'shchuta. That if you have a nevela that got mixed up with a piece of nevela, got mixed up with two pieces of shchutas, forget about the kosher part, which we always say is kosher, but the tumah also disappears. Why? Why disappear? Because it's considered min b'she'en. Even according to you to hold a min b'mini, you have two exactly the same. It's never bottled, but here it's min b'she'en b'mini. Why is it min b'she'en b'mini? Because, as Rashi explains, that even though a nevela can become a shchuta, if a nevela loses its, it becomes stinky, it no longer is tamei, no longer food, but a shchuta can never become a nevela. A shchut can never become an avail. Once it's geshach and kosher, it's kosher. How can it become treif?
But that's you can't change the messias backwards. You know, you can't.
That's the point. That's
back.
Why it's min b'she'ein amino. It's not the same min. So the shulchan is bottle. V'amr of chizah even on avail b'tel b'shchut. Why? She ef shel and Rashi changes the gears around. She ef shel shchut shetas an avail. It's a pasul for shchut become an avail. But my question is, but v'rois and he de b'magalay metami lehem amaseh. If you pick up all three, you should become tami al tamaseh because you're telling me that bottle b'roi means that me. It's still there. So what's the problem? Why can't we say the same thing, the same comment? He meant maga. Because this is an amoida, as Rashi explained. An amoida is supposed to be clear in his words. Tanaim are very, very cryptic and they're very, you know, brief. But amoida is more explicit. So the amoida, he should have explained. He should have said, b'maga, out of human words. Amalei, he said to him, Atayim b'drav chizda masin. You learned this halach in the name of Rav Chizda Amoida, so you have a problem. Anad b'drav chiyah masin. We learned that who said this din, the author of this din was Rav Chiyah. Rav Chiyah was a Tana. And therefore, Tani Rav Chiyah, Nevelu shchuta b'telu z'bazu. And therefore, the Tana is cryptic in Taka, only maga yinat tomei b'masa, you will be. And you need Rav Yishchanina to come and add, because that's how a Brais or a Mishnah works. They're very, very brief.
Okay. Isn't there a conversation between Rabbi Yomi and Abayu?
No, the Zigmara is now taking on the challenge.
Yeah, saying Rabbi Yomi would respond. Yes.
The Zigmara, hard
did they live in the same time?
Rabbi Yomi was older than Abayu.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it might have been. Yeah, why not?
No, it's
we had before. But Rabbi Yomi was well, yeah.
Rabbi Yomi quotes Rabbi Yomi.
So he brought right. The Brais over.
So Abayu and Rabbi Yomi were having the conversation. That's right. Says the Gemara, hold it now. We learned previously in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Oimer. Behem Magasa, Sheshofa, Charon is Dam. If you have a Behem Magasa that comes out from him, a lump of blood, we said in the Mishnah, Hareja to cover, you should bury it because we say that's the Pcho, you have to bury it. And you part it from any further Pchoida. But we also said, Abchia said, you're not Tomei Bemaga Uva Masa. Why aren't you Tomei Maga Uva Masa? Because he says batel b'roiv, but l'chayde it says clearly not tamei b'masa, and you said that as batel b'roiv the tumah still exists in avos that we say whatever he touches the roiv. But if but masa you should be chayv. And I'm thinking about a tanya b'chir. Ain't it a loy masa amai? What's going on here? He true the b'magel loy metamei or b'titbim b'masa. You should be tamei as masa ishtik. Here he didn't have a answer. Now who's the one who's answering here?
There's a clump of blood coming out of the
hayder, right? Actually, this sounds like it's the Israel could be this Abayi Radima continuing. No. The Vlad inside the blood is in the Muach, and it's bottle in the rave of the blood.
How much is Vlad and how much is
blood? And the Vlad was disintegrated, so you can't see it. So Gemara now steps in rallies in defense of Rav Dimi or Rabbi Yimi or Dilma. Shiny hocha, here is different. The havelay tumas rucha. Here it's not even a time of mass. You know why? Because whatever tumah was there, it disintegrated. So it's like this takagon. Well, it's only a halachic thing. Bottle beroy. We're going to say it's still there. Metziah. The metziah is there. The halacha is allowed to eat it, so you can't say it's not there anymore. But here the metziah is not there. The metziah was affected. Srucha. And because it's srucha from the beginning, right now it's srucha, therefore there's nothing here to generate tumah.
Can you say with an avela that it comes to state?
Like, yeah, if it's not a pasul achil, we're supposed to say pasul achil is kelev. Says Igmar, ha nichel ba poda. This makes sense according to my poda. The Omar says, tumah chamura, that a strict tumah, masa is a strict tumah. Ad legay, the only time that poda holds, the only time that it's matame, tumah's masa is if a gay can eat it, because that's the pasul, what do you do with an avela? Like, get a shrecha titnena. So therefore, because the pasuk says like gate, it has to be suitable for a gate. So there, you know why over here? There's no tumas magi because batel b'roiv. You know why there's no tumas masik because it's srucha. The pasuk says if it's not suitable for a gate, fine.
It means a gate toshiv can move.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. The tumah kala, the when it comes to the tumah of touching, if it's suitable for a dog, it's tumah tami. So, but why aren't you tami here in the case of the charor adam? Because it's bottle b'roit. Fine. No, the chaz of the gate. Okay, we'll say it's not chaz roll again. Rabbi Yechon, he argues about podadam, but he holds that even when it comes to tumah's chamura, which is masa, if it's suitable for a dog, it's tumah kabel tumah. Achazuv, achazuv, ad lekelev. Ha chaz yel lekelev. This charor adam is suitable for a kelev. So, lechayde. Okay, I understand why there's no tumah's magid, bottle b'roit, but why isn't it tumah's masa? According to you, Rabbi Yimi, who holds that the mitzvah is still there, why isn't it tumah's masa? Takakashe. We have a problem. Shvet. But it doesn't bother. I'm not deterred by it, but it's shvet. Why is it? Because it's Rabchi. Maybe others argue. So you want to write. Gufa, let's analyze the machlekes about Pod and Rabbi Yechanan. Rechav Gimel on the base. Two lines from the top. Gufa, Pod, Amma, but Pod says, we start doing Rashis. But Pod says, Tumma Chamuda, when it comes to the Tumma of carrying Adli Gate, as it has to be suitable for consumption of a human. The Tumma Kalim, when it comes to touching, it has to be consumption Adli Kela for a dog. Whether the tumor of touching, whether the tumor even of lifting, ad the kelev. If it's suitable for a dog, makabel tumor. Alachayda, my time. What's going on? True, yeah. My time is about poda. What's a svara? Could you receive? We have a pasuk where it says in the pasuk, loy soichlu kol nevela. Don't eat the nevela. What you do with it? Like gate, Hashem b'shasherecha titnena v'achola. Give it to the gate, and he should be able to eat it. So what is clear from it? It has to be something suitable for a gate. How do you le gate kol nevela? If it's suitable for a gate, it's called a nevela. And which ain't le gate? Ain't kol nevela. Pasuk nu v'idur chanabi echelon. How come he says if it's roll the kelim is good enough? When the Torah says it has to like and means and not what if it was never good in the first place, how was it never good in the first place? Like it had, as Rashi says, it had gangrene or some other sickness that even while I was alive, it was never it was never suitable for anything for Adam. Let's do Rashi. Rashi, Hochazi, Lekele, Vetitma, Vemas. Okay. Hey, Sich, four lines of tap. Sich, me, Kodak, Yagoshin, Ishtabru, Evore, Mechayim, broke some limbs while alive. He, Tlia, came all wormy. He there. I forgot the Chazi, Lekele, Tak, it's suitable for a dog. And the Bechon Hall, it's suitable for a dog. No, but if it started out suitable for human consumption, and then it rots or decays, according to Rabbi Yechon, Kol Zman, a dog can consume it, it's still considered food. Does not lose its original identity. But if it's Rucha Meikara, from the outset, it was never suitable for human consumption. Doesn't matter if it's suitable for a dog. But it had never had the Metzia suitable for a human, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. For example, Le Metame Be Masa, it's not Metame Be Masa. Why? The Me'olam Le Yordo Tumah Masa never reached it. If it was suitable for a gay, we're doing Rashi. The Nachtala Tumas Masa, and then you know it became Tame. Sule Salik Mina, then he doesn't lose that. Adjetifasim Mekelev, until it's not even suitable for a dog. Rashi says, "A bazevi kashya, I have a problem." Il nami. Before we asked a few questions at Rabbi Yimia, and we brought down Rabbi Yechon, and we said achazu. We said that Rabbi Yimia's teretz about why there's no tumas masa in our Mishnah is according to the Bapod that makes sense. Okay, it's no longer fit for human consumption. That's why there's no tumas masa. But according to Rabbi Yechon, hold, who cares? As long as it's fit for dog consumption, Caleb, it's tumas masa. So remember the kashya. Why don't we just answer with sucha mikara? This charoras dam. But the Gemara have a little truth to the hachi lemetame. Hacharos dam. You know why this charoras dam is not metame? Bemasa. The mikaros truchi. From the it came out as a glob of blood. But treats answer loves truchi mikari. You know why? Because what's the mikara of this charoras dam? While I was in the mother's womb, it was alive before it died. Sometime it became stillborn. It was inside the mother's womb and it was growing. So it started out as part of the mother as food. So it's not tzrucha mikara. It was something that was ro l'achilas gein, and then afterwards, when it became tzrucha, then Rabbi Yechon holds that as long as it's suitable for a kelev, it's still mekabel tumah. That's why we're in the kasha. The chazi the gate agav ime kol man shayz beten. As long as the mother moon hachi mukul lekamal. So you might write. What about putting an answer? That's a good. Maybe that's what. Let's do a minimalist approach. That's what it means. He sich mikara le sich krol le mutayim afra ba'amu. And the other one says that he's sicha mikara. You don't need a pasuk to be mayed it because it's not food. I don't need a pasuk to tell me something which is not food is not matame. Because if it's sicha mikara, it never was food. Look what I write. Tanavi learned. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Aimer. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says in our Mishnah. Hey, Magasa Sheshofa Charadas Dam, Rabbi Magasa that emanated from him a glob of blood. How do you take cover? We say that maybe there's a blood inside, you have to bury it. When if Ted is Mabcheda, we said before we're doing it a little fast from everybody, that's why you put it from the next time Mabcheda. But Tony Rabchi, any time of Magal, Masa, Omar Abiyachin made a comment, you know why? Takanat, from Bittul Berev, Nagaba. The reason is because of Bittul Berev. Mabcheda, why does Abiyachin, who holds? My idiom is from Bittul Berev. Now the Muslim asked a question that Rashi asked before. Look, I just sruchem ikara. The moment it came into this world, it was already already was a decade, so it was no vladir. So lechayle esrucha mikara Rabbi Yechon's meider is not mekabel tumah. So why do you have to come out to bittul b'roiv? Because bittul b'roiv sounds like there's still a metzias of tumah there. There's nothing here. So bittul b'roiv tepel lo yischazik klal. And for the Gemara, and this is what Rashi quoted before, which is Hanami Chazim Mikara Agavime. Rashi says this is what's called Agavime. If you would have killed the mother while the baby's in the womb, you could have eaten it. Okay, so we're right. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oime, Rabbi Lezer, like it says, what about seer toy? If you have brine that is toy, how is it toy? There was water there that was tame. We said before that if you do hashaka, you put it inside the mikveh and the water flows over the top of the bucket and it replants all the water inside. Okay, so therefore the tzir is toy. What happens should not fall the toichim maim? We're talking about there was original water from like from amud or something, so therefore it's tame. And you're metayed it by the mikveh. And we discussed before that if more water comes to it, you have to eat it dry, because if you put it in a pot. Rabbi Yemi said it's chazav and air. And Abaya argues if a pot is toyed with water, it's not chazav and air. Okay. So it says over here, tzir toyer, shenofal became toyer, shenofal le toychim mayim koshu. If the slightest amount.
Actually, it's tzir shenitol.
Yeah,
means
you're right. Yeah, exactly. I'm just explaining more of the way Rashi was. Yeah. Shenofal le mayim koshu, tummy, it is tummy. No, it's because you add the mashu of water with a half of water that's in there, suddenly it's arrived. So it's chazav in there. And according to Abaye, you're going to have to learn, we're talking about you added a little tumadik water, not just toidik water, because according to Abaye, toidik water is not chazav in there. It's tumadik water. Omer Rav Nachem, Omer Rav Avu explains, Zoysi Mered, what's pshat here? Nech shadu am he oretz la'arev mach tzemayim betzir. That's what you got of him. That let's say not got of him. It's diluted 50-50. 50-50. So if you add a mashu of water, suddenly I have a rave of water. It's no longer bottle but rave.
So this is the amal that is also cheating in business, or what's it trying to say?
Not definitely cheating. Maybe this is common knowledge. You should know when you buy. You should know when you're buying brine from Amal. This is how they prepare it. That's not bon. This is how they prepare 50-50. I guess seed on its own brine is very, very strong. So they'll always dilute with water. Question is what ratio? So you should know by Amaratim is 50-50. Let's do Rashi. Tzir toy, kigoy sheshiku b'mayim. For example, you put it inside the mikveh and you kiss the water. Shenof l'dechem mayim koshu. If a little bit of water fell in it, tummy. Can the father explain? Nech shedu amaretz la'arev machtza mayim b'tzim. They put 50-50. V'chinof b'koshu. If a little bit of water falls in, matza minas minas. So the water marries up with the water that was there before. Now suddenly the rubber mayim alatzir. You have more water than brine. With it tmei mitami. Well, the man the Leslie Tumah should bottle chazav in your Abaye holds when you're a man. Could have just said Abaye. Yeah. He holds that toidik of water does not revive tamidik of water. Mukila should nuffle by la'achar shok me'am others kosho. He learns that the water that fell in was tamidik of water a little bit. So therefore, tamidik water does arouse the tamidik water. Fedi Gemara, why do you have to say it was 50% water? Say it was 49% water, and this little mashu together is 50-50. It's no longer bottle but rave. The law merely machta, what if you're half and half? I feel a bit similar, but it's machta, now even less than 50, the honey mashu, less than 49 and a half. And you add this little mashu, you have the palga, and therefore they bottle. You might be very pedantic now. You're right, add machta. When it says 50, doesn't mean 50, means up to 50%, a little bit less. We boys aim, since the whole idea of Tumas Amma audits is only the Rabbanon, we don't know for a fact at the time, we're making an assumption here. And Tumas Mashkin the Rabbanon, we also know that Mahatayda, there's no Tumas Mashkin, it's only having more Psochim there, in the end of the first painting, Sugil Chanan Zagar Kainim, that we decided that Mashkin Beim Mimchaya Doch in the base of media is Tari, but everywhere else, the Rabbanon will go, he said, the Mashkin, or to Mashkin of Azov, because the Mashkin of Azov is an Avatuma. So we decide that all Mashkin becomes addition, even if it touches the Shane, it becomes addition. The whole tumah of mashkin is the rabbanon. Therefore, beruba, if you have a majority of the water, goes to rabbanon. The palga, if you had less than 50%, and you added the mashkin, now it's 50-50. 50% of the rabbanon are not going to be guys there. The goes to rabbanon, one guys there. Mishnah, what is Mishnah right there? Rashbag, Goyim Rashbag says, Rashbag continues saying, so we had before machlekes about the age of a goat, you know, machlekes if a year old, they had less than that, this must be the first one, and anything above that is a suffix, and then you had Rabbi Kiva who says, not true, you could have way before, it could have been a glob even, that could have been the b'chayr, we don't have to wait for a year. And then we had a milking cow, we had a machlekes whether, and we said the rave milking cows means they already had a child before, had a vlad before, and so on. Now we're saying halakher behema manika. You bought an animal that was nursing a kid, let's say a goat that was nursing a kid. From a goy, the question is, do we automatically assume that this kid is the kid of the goat, and therefore is ready mafkeh, has already had a child, this is the first vlad, so any future vlad is definitely not b'chayt, or do we say, who said that it's on vlad, maybe it's somebody else's vlad? You think that the only manik is on vlad, maybe it's manik another vlad, and therefore at least kolapachas are safik b'chayt, and we said before, you know, what we do with the safik b'chayt. See, he says, Ashbag says, we are not concerned that maybe it's a vlad of another animal. Okay. Rashi, because they also have a certain attachment to their own. Rashi, to say, you're not choishin that maybe the b'nav acheres, she had bo'achar b'choir sofik. Cholpach is that if it has another vlad, it should be a sofik. The name ahach behemel lo yolda ma'ilun, there's possibility he never gave birth before. I is being manic. Elosh, so a heves is there, ben chavot, fell in love with the...
So what he's saying is different, baby. That a behemel that hasn't had previously... child can still give
we said miyut. We already said before miyut behemah is a chayliv. So therefore, could be this behemah is chayliv even though it had no child. But we have more than just that. So I see a vlad right here.
We're saying physically, despite the fact they never had a child, they can already see.
Yeah, we said it before already. That a miyut. The imushum the yesh lechalav ha'ikum miyut to the chalavas. Exactly. I said that. Avagav she'en yodas. So we're telling you no, because now you see a vlad there. We're not going to make another suffering and say maybe it's a vlad of another one. Maybe Fartum should deal with it at the next vlad of suffering. No, nope. We say vade it's our own son. What about nichat edra? You walked inside your stada. You walked inside your pen. You saw your flock. You saw a bunch of different animals that they're nursing their vlodas. Some of them, for the first time, they had a vlad, and some of them didn't have a vlad the first time. So the chayda could be automatically assumed. Now, we don't know which one's the chayda, which one isn't. Could we automatically assume that all those vladis that are next to the mothers that gave birth for the first time are probably their vladis, so these are vade chayda. And all the vladis that are being nurtured or nursed by these other ones that already gave birth before are definitely not chaydas. Can we make that assumption?
There's no cross-feeding in other words.
That's exactly what I'm saying here, yeah. Ein choishin. That's good. Ein choishin. We're not choishin. Shem benosh azu bolo etzazu. Shem benosh azu bolo etzazu. We're not choishin at all. Each one is a vada. Whichever one you're at, that's what you are. Rashi ein choishin benosh azu bolo etzazu. The leichus the kulig b'sav b'chaydes. Say every animal is a savim b'chayd. And the vada. Oy zakruchem etzam avkides havim b'chaydes. Those who are next to the animals that just gave birth for the first time, they're vade b'chayd. Vadoin. Va'oysen akruchim acha she'enel mavkides. And those who are attached to those that never gave birth before, b'vade ha'v pshutin. Vadoin. They're definitely the pshutin. Okay. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Shad Rav, Kim Lo Rav Nachman Shad Rav, ha'hilchus ha'bikul ha'pirkin, the halach in this entire pedic, is what? Exactly like the Mishnah. Usually the halach is like a star Mishnah, an anonymous Mishnah. There's no Mishnah in this pedic that's anonymous. Every Mishnah has a name. Some of them have machleks and some don't. So he's saying here, for example, this mission right here, Rashbag Oimer, who argues? The mission is no dissenting opinion, yet it doesn't attribute it to a star as anonymous. It says Rashbag. It says Rab and says, in the name of Rab, Anachman, Hilchasa Bikula Pirkin Alach, like every mission is Pedic, Bar Meplukta, other than where there is a Machlekes. Omar Rav Sheja says, Amina, I will say, Kinayim Vishochiv Rab, where Rab was half asleep, with the rambling over there, dozing off, Amalah Hashmaita. Big Machlek is Nachrenim. Is this a derogatory comment or a complimentary comment? Derogatory is saying that he didn't know what he's talking about. He must have been half a shlafen. Other than Bufaket, that even while Rav is half asleep, he wouldn't say things that don't make 100% sense. So this obviously must make 100% sense. Let's work it out.
It's the same of Chizdan in Sukkah says about the
Rav, the three of the meaning.
Something
like that.
Yeah. Like that. Or the take two or three or whatever.
Okay, but this is not Rav Chizdan, it's Nachman.
Ah, sorry.
Okay, but on the side here there's a bracket, maybe it changes name. Nope. Oh, just says Omer Rav. Okay, thinking of it is a high. What's Rav trying to tell us? Which Mishnah here is he referring to when he says this? Ilema Reisha. Is he talking about the very first Mishnah, which is, you know, if the animal is a year old, and we say that it's the firstborn, and more than a year old is a suffix? She holds that maybe there's a charada before, maybe you know, there's a glob of blood, and this is the second one. So it can't be, he's talking about that. He's talking about every Mishnah has a name, and halacha like the Mishnah, unless there's a machlekes. So, in other words, he's saying the halacha, it can't be the halacha of the first Mishnah, because there is a machlekes there. Ella Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov. He's referring to the next Mishnah of Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov, where Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov said, if a behema is shefeya, a charada is dam, you have to bury it. And says Adas Yochid, I'm telling the halacha like him. I need the Rav to tell the halacha like him. Everyone knows that Mishnah is Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov, Kav Vinoki. What expression Kavanoki? So Rashi here explains actually what it means, Kavanoki. It doesn't explain in other places. It says Rashi, Kava Vinoki. What's Kav is a small measure, right? A saw is a four lugin, and each lug has six kavin, so a saw has 24 kavin. So Kav is small. So Rashi says, what's Kavanoki? Says Rashi, Loi itzich l'Rav l'ashminin. Rav didn't have to tell the Lachar b'Yaakov. Everyone knows the Lachar b'Yaakov. He's always a Lachar like him. Says Rashi, Kavanoki. What does it mean, Kavanoki? Ma'at, Kav is a small, that means that Blazman Yaakov didn't say too many things in Shas. You don't have his name quoted too often. So a Kav, it's like a Kav. So who's kid El Mukaimus Martin? Only in a few places. Or but Masha Ami, but whatever he does say, Nokihu. It's pure Shalacha Kamaisa. Halacha is always like him. So I don't need the Rav to come along and say, in this painting, Halacha, if that's what Tachakal telling us, that Halacha was in Yaakov, I don't need him. We know that already anyway. Exactly. Next one, since Ella must be Rav Shimon Gamliel, must be this Mishnah here. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if you buy a behema manika, we assume that if nurturing an animal, that this animal belongs to this animal. That's the halacha like him. But the Gemara, the Miflik, Poliga Bebraisa, in the Braisa, we'll have the Gemara later, is actually a Mach, we'll have it tomorrow, the Machlekes. And they argue, there's an opinion that Rabbanan actually argued Rav Shimon Gamliel. They say that's possible that animals crisscross, that they cross, that they nurse other animals, Velozis. So, and Rav is saying the halacha is like a Mishnah where there's no machlekes. So which Mishnah is he referring to? Can't be this Mishnah.
Even the person would separate their bechoros from
sorry?
The other ones. Wouldn't a person separate?
But he didn't.
He walked into the field in the morning, and the animals gave birth overnight.
Yeah. He knew which animals.
He should have separated them.
He must have had a ring or something, some kind of a symbol of the animal that already gave birth before, so he knew. But he didn't know about the vlada. That's a question. Which vladas are they? But Ella, you know what we're talking about here? Where is it? Ella, the Rabbi Yisi ben Meshulam. It's a later Mishnah we'll have in a few blocks with Rabbi Yisi Meshulam. It talks about the hair of a bechayr. If you cut it before, you know, when you shecht, you have to cut the hair by a sheep, you know, you cut the hair off, whatever. If you cut the hair off, is that also Bahanor as well, or is that Mutta Bahanor? That Mishnah is a Meshulam. That's what we're talking about. We'll see in a few days. Rav clearly said the halach is there. He separately said the halach is in Meshulam. So what's he coming to add this word right here, that halach is in the Mishnah Pedik? Ella asar balmum, must be talking about the hair of a balmum, an animal that had a mum. And you know, the animals want to know about the hair that you cut off. Is it also bahano or not? Is it considered part of the animal? And if it's also bahano or not? So what is the Mishnah, which is a das yachid, no dissenting opinion, and Rav coming tells the chiddush that Allah is like him. So the Gemara le'elam ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're talking about this Mishnah right here, Shimon Gamliel. Aye, there's a braisa. You're arguing, but how come master? That's exactly what I was trying to tell you. The braisa le'plukti. Ignore the braisa. The braisa is not a plukta. What do you mean? I'm looking in the Mishnah. If inside the Mishnah there's nobody arguing and it looks like a das yachid, but there's a name there, Allah is like him. You'll tell me the Braise is a machlekes, and that's the Rabbanan. So the Chayda Halacha be the Rabbanan. I ignore the Braise, because you look at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is much more particular, much more pedantic. And if the Mishnah only quoted Shem Gamlil, which means Rebbe is telling us the Halacha is like who? Shem Gamlil. Rashi laplukti loy chashiva plukta. That's a machlekes. The Kivin the Masis laplugi alay yichasikavos Halacha like it. Something more about a very simple question. Since the Halacha is like the Mishnah, the name, so why did he have to say the Halacha Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshon? Why did Rav, once he gave us this rule, why tell us that Loch is a shul? Even though it is like every mission I paid it, even though it has a name. Unless there's a machlekes. Nu halachik Rabbi Yisrael ben Hamashulam. Why in the world did he have to say that Loch is a shul? And we're very simple. If he didn't say elsewhere Allah Rabbi Yisrael and Rishulim, then we would have thought when he says Allah is like a das of a missionary, we would say he meant the Yisrael and Rishulim. I had a Shimon Gamliel, but the Braisa argues. So maybe the Allah is like a Chamim. Therefore, he had to say separate Yisrael and Rishulim. You can ask me, so why did I have to say over here that Allah is like a Shimon Gamliel? To tell you this. And the obvious question is, I don't know the answer. Why couldn't you just say, often, hey, the Allah is a Shimon Gamliel? Why do you have to be so cryptic? And then we have to. We just said a minute ago that Amoraim are very clear in their wording. So he gives a whole run right because he made an extra word, halacha this, and we have a whole pilpul, and we just learned 12 lines in the Gemara. Could have avoided all that if he would have just said halacha kev shem gamlu. I don't know. If he would have said halacha like perikim la'am hechas rabbi yisrael shulim, would not have meant he omitted the halacha rabbi yisrael shulim. Have I mean I would have thought ad rabbi yisrael shulim koi he taka meant that's the halacha.
But he not necessarily
and not rabbi yisrael shulim is a brayso who argues. Umay be kula perikin. What do you mean kula perikin? Sounds like more than one. The rabbi yisrael tajam. He says two things regarding here. We cut before, after we'll see later. What about the rabbi yisrael shulim? Pluk to the brayso plukti. And this taka emachlekes and the rabban argue so luchayda the halacha should be like the rabban. Ashmina and halacha kerab yesi. He tells the halacha rabbi shulam. La ashmina tell you when he says over here the halacha rabbi shem gamlil koi. He meant the shem gamlil. I the pluk the brayse la pluk the. It's not actually emachlekes. Very hard to understand. I don't understand. So we write my brayse. What's this particular braise you're talking about? The Tanya will finish with this braise. The Tanya, we learned a lot of Tudat. We learned, Halakeach Behema Manikim Regechavim. If you bought an animal that was nursing from a goy, so we're going to assume that the Vlad is the mother's. Habo Achrav Bechoyer Mesafik. The site. Rav Shmuel said, we assume that this is the Vlad of the mother, and any future Vladis are not a Bechoyer. However, the Chachamim say, no, we're Choyer that this Vlad might be some other animal's Vlad. It never had a Vlad. And therefore, any future Vladis, we don't know for a fact, is a Sofik B'chayr. Habo Achar B'chayr Misofik. Why? Aye, so why is it nurturing this Vlad him? Ibn Eishir Achemes. It likes that particular Vlad. Afapisha Eina Yeledis. So there's... It's interesting how we talk about animals that they have relationships and emotions. It's one thing, their own Vlad, you know, maybe it's part of them, it's a natural thing. But other Vlads, what is this all about? There's a Rabban Chumash that talks about animals having midas. Anyways, you see that from right here. Rashbag says, Dover Becheskasa, he argues, no. It's chazok. If you see a Vlad next to the goat or next to a cow, we're going to assume that it's its mother. And therefore, it's a rei mevaker. Then he goes further. The chen hay Rashbag, Oymer Rashbag said, Hanichnis letoich edre balayla. You went into your flock at night. You went into your flock at night. And the chiddush of the Torah explains at night, the mother probably didn't really see, wasn't able to what's the word when you bond, wasn't able to bond, yet with his Vlad because it's night, you can't see, and a whole bunch of animals gave birth. It's like in a hospital. Sorry, that's the chiddush. That's why. That's exactly what the chiddush is. How many times we read about in the hospital where the mother gives birth to a baby, they take the baby out 20 minutes later, and then they give another baby back, and the mother, human, has no idea. 25 years later, you read about the paper how, you know, they mixed up DNA and all that kind of stuff. So by human, it can happen. So we would have thought, it's in the papers all the time. Sorry? Okay, that's right, yeah.
I don't know what you said, the chiddush, but I know you said it.
Yes. The chenir ba'gayme, ha'nichnes l'tech edre ba'layla. You went into your flock at night. The ro'am, what did you see? You saw ke'eser, ke'chomesh esrei. You saw like this. You saw 10 or 15 mafkiris, usha'en mafkiris. So what? And you see there's a whole bunch of animals there, some that had a child before, and some that didn't, and all them manikas. The machar heshkim, in the morning you woke up, umatzo, this is what you found. Okay, at night it was dark, you couldn't see anything. And that, in the morning you found zuchorim tluyas b'she'en mafkiris. All the male kids were nursing from the mothers who already gave birth before. I mean, so there's no pechayim there. Or nekevis and all the female tuluyas b'mafkiris. We're all with the women. This is the first child. Pechayim means the kohen has nothing. And the child is, can you say for a fact that it's there's no suffix pechayim at all? Einu chayshes shem b'noshazu b'loitazu. We're not chayshes at all that the b'no of this one went to that one there at all. So again, he holds that
So he rejects this mishnayshim rachemis.
It's even stronger. We're going to see anymore later that the Rabbanah might agree with this, because when the Rabbanah argued, this one never had a vlad, and there's another vlad there, so it's attracted to it. But if it has its own vlad, to give up your own vlad to and nurse someone else's vlad, even the chamul meida, and in this case here, maybe is a vadai, you know, there's no pchayde or there is a pchayde, whatever it is. So that's the thing. Okay.